Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
We're all in dark colours today.
Yeah,
It's a black day.
It's a black day in the studio. What are we talking about?
I thought we'd talk about glam rock or glitter rock as it is.
But, ooh la la.
Mostly kind of about Mark Bolan.
Yeah.
Just because he is quite a fascinating character. So Mark Bolan was born in 1947. He tragically died aged 29. It was only 2 weeks short of his birthday. Yeah, in a car accident.
I never actually realised he was that young. I thought he
was very young.
But yeah, far out.
Yeah, his girlfriend was driving, and yeah, no. she walked away with scrapes, and he unfortunately did not.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, he was mates with Bowie.
Oh yeah.
In fact, he was quite nasty to Bowie.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. They were frenemies.
Yeah, frenemies. At one point, he invited him to go on tour, but he was not allowed to perform as a singer. He had to go on tour as a mime.
Bowie had to be a mime.
Yeah, so Bolan thought that he was, like, totally way better than Bowie and that Bowie would never last the test of time.
He was a little bit nervous about it.
Yeah. I just thought that was quite fascinating.
To have that confidence, though, so yeah. You know, really back yourself.
Yeah, apparently he was like that right from the start.
Right.
He was quite a... Yeah, he had a lot of self-confidence, bit of an ego. Both Bowie and Bolan were like mods in the 60s, and if you know much about mods in the 60s, they, of course, were always dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
What was quite interesting, and I didn't know this, is that Mark Bolan imitated Bob Dylan as his stage name is Toby Tyler.
Oh, true. I had no idea about that.
Yeah,
no.
I knew about his band John's Children, which were like a mod band, but I didn't know that he, yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense, though. They have the same hair.
They do. So the turning point was, into glitter rock, was T-Rex had progressed to like a more electric sound from being kind of a psychedelic sound.
Yeah.
They were known as Tyrannosaurus Rex, which is like a massive name.
Yeah, that's a very psyche name. T-Rex is a bit more pithy, a bit more poppy, a bit more.
Tyrannosaurus Rex had like formed in 1967, so, and they'd had kind of like some success and stuff like that. T-Rex was more electric. And the kind of turning into kind of glitter rock happened in 1971. In March, Mark Bolan had performed on Top of the Pops, the song Hot Love, wearing a satin sailor suit. And that was kind of like, wow.
Very iconic sailor suit, that one. Yep. I've seen many like drag performers mimic that through the years as well, which I think is quite great.
Pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
But later that month, he performed again on Top of the Pops, and this time he had glitter under his eyes.
Ooh la la.
And that's considered to kind of be like the ultimate kind of defining what was called glitter rock, and glam rock at the time, because it made it mainstream as such. So he went on stage with this glitter under his eyes. And what's quite interesting is, you know, much like, you know, when the Sex Pistols performed and there were like 10 people in the audience, but now there's like 1,000.
3 million people who were like, yeah, I was there.
There's many different stories around how the glitter came to be under his eyes. And he said in a 1974 interview that he saw his wife's glitter box. He went out with this... muse Jane Child, and so he just kind of dabbed it under his eyes. But many other people kind of like say that it's more that Tony Seconda, who was a pop manager, it was his wife Chilita that kind of instigated this, and she did it by just kind of going up to him and putting the glitter under his eyes in front of Bowie and Elton John, like they were there at the time.
Imagine being like, you try and stop me in front of Bowie and Elton John, you're all going to be doing this, you just wait. That is a big power move from Chilita.
Yeah.
What an audience that they have there.
Pardon?
What
I know.
Audience. Imagine that.
I'm just sitting around with Bowie.
Just
and
hanging out. Yeah, I think we should try out something, guys. I think we should try a bit of glitter. What do you guys reckon?
From then on, T-Rextacy became the height of fashion in the UK.
T-Rextacy, is that what it was called? Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
So it was like platform shoes, top hats, lame suits, feather boas, loads and loads and loads of makeup. Chilita was actually known for her very colourful makeup. She used to wear like rainbow colours all over her face and stuff like that.
Oh, amazing.
Bolan wore Bieber and inspired Bieber, which is a famous 70s label. He even wore Mary Jane Janes, which is something I didn't know, but then I went and had a look at a few videos and he did. And for people who don't know, Mary Janes are normally women's shoes that have that are like a sandal with they're fully closed but you have a strap across the top like a ballet slipper.
A bit like school shoes, I think. A lot of people had like Mary Janes when they went to school.
And he was quite a small, he had quite a small frame, so he actually wore women's like blazers and things like that.
Okay.
And what's quite interesting about him is that he basically normalised it. So other people like Bowie and that sort of thing, they wore, you know, quite flamboyant clothing on stage, but not necessarily off stage.
Right.
But Mark wore, or Bolan wore it all the time.
Yeah. So it wasn't his costume, it was his fashion,
was
it was his clothes. Yeah.
And he, like, homosexuality was only decriminalised in the UK in 1969. So this was quite shocking.
Yeah.
You know? And apparently the other thing, so there were other people that were doing it, as we've mentioned, Bowie, of course, Gender Bender Brian Eno and Roxy Music. If you watch Virginia Plain, that's like an amazing video. And I kind of thought I'd talk a bit more about Roxy and the band that started glam next week.
Awesome.
But what I didn't know, which was quite fascinating to me, was that Raspberry Beret and Cream by Prince were both inspired by Mark Bolan T-Rex.
I had no idea about this. So how did that come about?
I don't know. But when you listen to especially Cream, you go, oh, yeah.
Bit of T-Rex flair in there.
Reminds you of, like, Get It On, Banging On.
Which is what we are about to play. I do think this is so interesting, though, because the other thing that, like, you were just saying about Bolan was that he did wear this on the regular, but he also still had that, like, cultural icon of being quite like a manly man, like, so he was kind of really radical in the sense that, like, you could hear T-Rex in the pub and all your, like, dad's mates would be drinking in the pub and T-Rex would be on in the pub and he's like this sort of like, yeah, he's Mark Bolan, whereas people were a bit more weird about Bowie. They were like, oh, he's very feminine, and, you know, people saw him as that kind of like feminine alien kind of thing. But Bolan kind of pushed it through in a different way, because people still somehow saw him as being like this man's man, but he really was super gender bending, super subversive.
Yeah, but at the time, the music was dismissed as being quite bubblegum pop. Mm. And I think Bowie was not like that. You know, like Bowie, people saw that as real music. Like, it wasn't,
real music.
You know, intellectual music, that sort of thing, you know, I think T-Rex suffered a lot from being labeled
popular.
As,
pop.
Yeah, for some reason it was kind of really bringing back memories of a band, an Auckland band called Honey Love as well, which really used to love a long time ago. And Warren, the lead singer of that band, was like super cool, and, you know, the whole band would really get into it and live that, you know, and they were proudly wore that moniker of bubblegum pop, you know, so it was pretty cool.
Such an interesting one. Well, we are going to listen to Get It On by T-Rex.
Yep.
Penny, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to a kind of a glam series.
Yeah, I thought I'd come back next week and talk about the birth of it. Around the world. I'll just leave it at that.
That sounds very good.
Glitter rock, glam rock.
Glitter rock, glam rock. Thank you very much. We'll see you this afternoon.
Yes.
The hide upon you, your duty's
T-Rex, of course, with Get It On. Thank you for your lovely texts, and thank you very much, Penny.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.